Researchers in Washington are studying a fish that nests under rocks and sings at night to attract its mates. They say the ears of these singing fish could teach us how to improve our own hearing. To find out for sure, they have to go fishing, but not in the way you'd expect. EarthFix reporter Cassandra Profita takes us to their fishing grounds.
You know that expression, leave no stone unturned?
Oh, yeah. Another, I think. Yeah, female.
That's how Washington State University neuroscientist Allison Coffin goes about catching midshipman fish, at least during mating season.
And then there's the male right there.
She's just rolled a beach ball-sized rock on the oyster-covered shoreline of Hood Canal. Underneath, there's a small pool of water just barely covering two fish. Because it's low tide, some of the fish she and her research partner Joe Cisneros uncover aren't in any water at all.
Yeah, so these are the photophores you see on the body.
Cisneros is a neuroscientist with the University of Washington. He picks up a male fish to show me the pattern of white spots on its belly. These spots glow in the dark, and they look a bit like the buttons of a midshipman's naval uniform, hence the name.
This animal was first... Hear him. That was a grunt. That was a series of grunts. He's mad.
That grunting sound? Coffin says that's just the beginning of the sounds these fish can make.
At night, when it gets dark, they start to sing, and that's a hum, so it goes
Cisneros recorded the actual hum with a hydrophone just offshore.
There isn't really a lot of variety to it. They only know one note. Could be more like monks chanting in a way. But they sing, and then the females come in at night, and they listen, and they pick a male, and she'll join him in the nest, and if she decides she likes him, release her eggs, and her eggs are sticky.
The bright orange eggs stick to the underside of the rock.
That's another one.
So if a female has visited a male's nest, you can see her eggs by simply lifting the rock off the shore at low tide.
Are you male or female?
Coffin is looking for females in particular, because she wants to know more about what's going on inside their ears as they're picking their mates.
Ooh, female.
Looks like another female.
Female.
Look at that.
Yep. Yeah, so that was two females just pulled out of this one male's nest here.
Mm-hmm.
This guy right here is apparently a stud.
Researchers have discovered that the female's hearing improves dramatically during the mating season. And Cisneros says they think they know why.
One of the questions we want to look at is, how do the females find the studs and avoid the duds, right? These females are probably not assessing males based on vision. They can't see them at night, but we think they're assessing male quality based on their song.
Now they want to know how.
We want to take the ear from the fish, keep the ear alive in a culture dish, and then actually manipulate the genes.
If they can identify which genes are changing to boost the female's hearing, they might be able to mimic that process in human ears.
Yeah, so I just removed the ears from the head.
At her lab in Vancouver, Washington, okay. Coffin dissects the ears of the female fish for a closer look at the genes that control hearing cells. Fish are constantly making new hearing cells as they lose the old ones.
Unlike us, where we lose them and that's it, these fish can continue to make new ones.
In the midshipman fish, Coffin thinks estrogen may be helping the females to generate or protect more hearing cells than they're losing. But she needs to know which genes are responsible for making and protecting those hearing cells.
And are those genes that could potentially be protective in our own ears?
Ultimately, she's looking for ways to turn those genes on in people, using drugs or gene therapy. The first step is to compare the ears of the fish she finds in the winter with the ones hiding under rocks right now. Somewhere under these rocks, she may find the secret to protecting our hearing cells or even regenerating the ones we've lost. I'm Cassandra Profita, reporting.